We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Cowboys Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, live from Slim Chickens in Stillwater, this is the Coach Mike Gundy Radio Show, brought to you by Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name, located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. And by OG&E. Power at the speed of life. Now, this is the Mike Gundy Show. Here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
And good evening, everybody. This is not the voice of the Cowboys, Dave Hunziker. It's a sideline reporter on the Cowboy Radio Network, Robert Allen. I am standing in for Dave tonight. He is honoring a good friend of his, college roommate, and also a good friend of mine, Chris Gervino, an outstanding broadcaster in the state of Missouri. In fact, the sideline voice on the Missouri Tigers football radio network and longtime sports director at KOMU. He is being inducted into the Missouri Broadcasters Hall of Fame. So congratulations to Chris Gervino. But folks, congratulations to your Oklahoma State Cowboys. For the second week in a row, the Cowboys have that magic score of 34-27. Work in their way, and the Cowboys pick up their second win in a row. It was a big win in Ames, Iowa. About 8 days ago, and now the Cowboys come back home in front of the home folks. And here's what was very special about this one. The Cowboys really persevered. You've got a team that, because of injuries this week in practice, they were missing their All-American wide receiver, Tylan Wallace, with a knee injury. Unfortunately, it looks like Tylan will miss the rest of the season. The leader and the strength and Mr. Mean on that Oklahoma State offensive line, center Johnny Wilson, was out. He should be back. And then Trey Sterling also out, I think, just this game. I think he'll be back quickly, the Cowboys safety. And the team hey, everybody stepped up. Everybody took advantage of their opportunities, and the Cowboys come away with a big win over a good TCU team that had momentum coming into Stillwater off a win over the University of Texas just a week ago in Fort Worth. Cowboys go to 6-3 on the season. They even up their Big 12 record at 3-3. And folks, for the 14th year in a row, the Oklahoma State Cowboys, this record just keeps going out there and out there. The Oklahoma State Cowboys are bowl eligible. Prior to Mike Gundy in this run here, four was the most bowl games Oklahoma State had ever gone to in succession. Now they just keep going and going. Bowls have become an expected part of Oklahoma State Cowboy football during the Mike Gundy era. Big day for a lot of Cowboys. Spencer Sanders started off running the football. The Cowboys used the quarterback run game to even things up against that man coverage and that 4-2-5 that Gary Patterson uses. Spencer got some big runs early, complemented that with Dylan Stoner, who moved into that Z position. And Dylan had some big catches early, including a touchdown pass where he got completely behind the Horned Frogs defense. 57-yard touchdown pass from Spencer Sanders, came back with another diving grab in the corner of the end zone, a 22-yard touchdown, and the Cowboys jumped out to a 17-3 lead, but TCU scored on their last three possessions of the first half, tied the score at halftime. Oklahoma State made some adjustments in the second half, and then they unleashed Chuba Hubbard. Chuba with a 92-yard and 62-yard touchdown run in the second half, and the Cowboys pulled away and even overcame the head coach deciding to dabble a little bit, as he told us in the postgame, with calling some of the defensive schemes. I don't know if he'll elaborate on that anymore tonight, but we'll have Coach Gundy with us here in just a minute. We are at Slim Chickens. Remember, you can feed your crowd on game days. The OSU tailgate pack, wraps, wings, those wraps here at Slim Chickens are amazing. And you know, Slim Chickens and OSU go together like sweet tea and fried chicken. Slim Chickens, proud to support the Pokes. Also, want to mention another of our sponsors, Homeland Grocery, is the official grocery partner for OSU Cowboys football. Homeland offers party trays. They offer hot foods and all the chips and drinks that make your game day one to remember. Go Pokes. Been a great week for Oklahoma State Cowboy Athletics and Cowgirl Athletics. Cowboys went over TCU again yesterday, 34-27. Want to mention this. Good friend Colin Carmichael and the Cowgirls won their first game in the Big 12 soccer tournament. They're the regular season champs. They won Bedlam for the third time this year, beating Oklahoma 2-1. Gabriella Coleman and J.C. Jones with goals. Cowgirls will come home and be back in Kansas City for the semifinal next Friday against number 5 seed Kansas at 4:30. There was a cross-country championship with the Cowgirls, the women's cross-country team. Basketball this week, we'll be telling you when you can hear Dave and John and also Kevin Gum and Casey Kendrick, because basketball gets into action with regular season openers this week. But when we come back, the head coach of the Cowboys will elaborate on a great win on a sun splash Saturday at Boone Pickens Stadium. Cowboys go to 6-3. They beat the Frogs 34-27. And that's when we have Coach Gundy join us right after this. You're listening to the Coach Mike Gundy radio show from Learfield, IMG College.
We're saving your time. Oklahoma is full of Cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes! Good to be home.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. Big 12 football is back on SiriusXM. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM Big 12 Radio from experts like Gabe Eichard and me, Holly Rowe, as well as live play-by-play. Try us out for free on your phone, online, and at home. And take your team with you anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Big12SXM.
For the Spelling Bee Championship, your final word is Schwabdog.
Schwabdog. Can you use it in a sentence?
While I was at the OSU game, I enjoyed a juicy, delicious all-beef Schwabdog, proud partner of OSU Athletics.
Schwabdog. Isn't that two words?
Just spell it, kid.
S-C-H. H-A?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. The correct spelling is... who cares how it's spelled? What matters is how it tastes. Hey, everybody. Schwab Dog's on me!
Hello? Does this mean I win?
No!
Hey, Cowboys fans. Put your game face on this football season with the OSU Visa debit card from MidFirst Bank. Get your OSU debit card free with any MidFirst Bank personal checking account. Plus, MidFirst offers OSU credit cards, gift cards, and OSU checks. Visit any MidFirst Banking Center today or go to MidFirst.com/Cowboys for more information. MidFirst is proud to be an official partner of OSU Athletics. MidFirst Bank. True to your money. Member FDIC.
Your backyard should be an oasis, not a challenge. With Steel, you can enjoy great value on tools that will get you there. Right now, save $60 on the powerful MS-250 chainsaw. Real Steel. Find yours. Find a dealer at stihldealers.com. Offer valid through November 30th, 2019 at participating dealers while supplies last. See dealer for details. All prices CDBM SRP.
Game season is here. Let Slim Chickens cater your tailgate for the ultimate win. Chicken tenders, buffalo wings, and more are sure to score points with your biggest fans, and we deliver, making it that much easier to feed your crowd. Place your order through our Slim Chickens app to earn big. The bigger the order, the bigger the reward. Now with 7 locations in Oklahoma and concessions inside Boone Pickens Stadium. Visit us at slimchickens.com to find the location nearest you. Slim Chickens is a proud supporter of OSU Athletics. Slim Chickens. Fresh. Delicious. Chicken.
For nearly a decade, OG&E has committed over $1 million in scholarships to the College of Engineering, Architecture, and Technology, ensuring tomorrow's workforce. From internships to job opportunities, OG&E is proud of our partnership with Oklahoma State University. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
There are 1,200 Oklahomans in our state that need blood each day. Get up, Cowboys. It's time to come together and save lives on campus during our Bedlam Blood Battle. Together, we're on a mission to save 750 lives during the week of November 18th through the 22nd. The locations include a Bloodmobile at the Student Union, the College of Human Science Building, or a Bloodmobile at Kerr Drummond. All donors will receive our one-of-a-kind Bedlam shirts and additional offers. Visit OBI on social media for more info.
Thanks, and welcome back to Slim Chickens here in Stillwater, 1011 North Boomer. Come by and see them for, like I said, the great wraps, and they've got wings here, and boy, the chicken is awesome. The sides, the mac and cheese, it is all good stuff. And, you know, I did a little Arnold Palmer over there with the tea and a little lemonade in it. Man, that's a good way to go. Hey, you can reach us here on the Coach Mike Gundy radio show on the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, 405-747-0338. 405-747-0338 on the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line. Also, we want to remind you, OSU games call for nothing less than the taste of Tostitos chips. Score some points with your fellow tailgaters by breaking out the Tostitos. We're going to break out the head coach of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, who's been working and told me he's already four games into the Kansas Jayhawks, which are 2 weeks away. Cowboys get a well-deserved open week coming up this Saturday. And Mike Gundy, congratulations. Great win yesterday. I know you were really lively last night after the game, and apparently pretty lively in the final moments of the game. This one was special.
It was, just from the standpoint of what we preach in our culture here with our young men and what we believe in. And we had the unfortunate situation last week with a barrage of injuries within one day. And so, for a little while there, it kind of puts the players in shock. You know, they hate to see their teammates get hurt, and especially when it's guys that are starters and they're relying on them to win and so on and so forth. So we lost a day's work, but we were able to get them back and talk to them about the importance of stepping up and making a play. And unfortunately, things happen. This is a tough game, and it's hard to explain, particularly when you have injuries when you're not even in full speed drill. You know, it's hard to explain. But for whatever reason, that was a really gratifying win for me, for the players, so they could learn the lessons, some great life lessons, and to just continue to push and stay the course and persevere. And they rallied together, and that's a good team. They're a good team. We know that they're going to play good defense. They have a lot of success. Well, they forced Ellinger into four interceptions last week, and it's very difficult to rush the football on him, and that's how he plays. He stops the run and forces you into pass, and they've always had speed in the secondary, and they cover tight. They covered us tight yesterday. You know, the first two slant routes we threw, they beat us to the spot, and that's hard to do. So we had to make some adjustments, but the plans with the coaches was really good. We talked about it yesterday, even special teams. You know, we didn't want Rager to return one on us, and he made one big play on offense, but for the most part, we kept him in check. We missed a Trace Ford missed a tackle with, on a swing route to him, but you're not going to tackle him. One person's not going to tackle him in space. I don't care who it is. But then they got us on a stop and go route. He made a nice catch. He made a great catch, to be honest with you. But he didn't have any return yardage. So we did a good job containing him on special teams, and then offensively, we were able to rush the football. As you know, you've probably already said, you know, we had. I mean, it's a big deal for us on offense. And for me, because Coach Patterson's a good friend of mine, and we have a lot of respect for each other. We enjoy each other's company, and I think he's one of the top defensive coaches in the country. His record speaks for itself. And if you go back and look at the bowl games that he's played in on teams from other conferences, he stuffs them.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go from whoever you played, Washington State to Cal to Wisconsin when they were, what, top five in the country?
Yeah, the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, they end up with, you know, 7 points at the end of a game.
And that's a team that runs the football. That's their MO.
That's right. And so it's a great challenge for me every week because I know what we're up against. And when we've had success against them, we've rushed the ball and allowed us to throw a little bit. So it was very gratifying for everybody. Offensively, we stayed in our box. Defensively, we gave up a few big plays, but not big plays that scored. You know, if there was any corrections, we need to play better on third and long yardage down inside the 20-yard line. We gave up two. I think we had them third and 12, and we gave up a touchdown pass, and then we had them third and goal from the 11 and gave up a touchdown pass on vertical routes in the middle of the field. And we have to be we've got to work, okay, and we got to show them what happened and correct them and work to improve that, because it's you have to work really hard, and it's not easy to get them in third and long, and then we can't let them out. So there's always areas for improvement. The quarterback did a good job with his emotions. He was in check. He got angry at himself one time when he looked at the Jumbotron on the interception because he knew he threw the ball too late.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he was angry at himself, but he recovered really quick. So he was able to rush the ball early in the game, which forced him to make a few adjustments, and then eventually that opened up Chuba. You know, that's the one advantage that we have now in our offense is you have to defend the extra guy rushing the football. We haven't had that in a few years, so there's some give and take, but that was really good for us. And then we were able to get a few first downs at the end of the game and kick a field goal. That's unlike what we did at Iowa State and last year against Baylor. So there's areas that we have of improvement. We've got a lot of work ahead of us. But it's encouraging, you know. I'll leave here and go to practice at, you know, 7 tonight, and everybody will be in a good mood and excited. And, you know, we're on an open week, so it gives us a chance to get some young guys a lot of work, and then the veteran guys, not so much on their bodies, more mental preparation, give them a chance to do some teamwork. And then in the latter part of the week, maybe a little bit of Kansas. Even though we just had one, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
But we had such a long run prior to that. I had a message sent to Tim Allen just last week that do me a favor and not next year not have an open date all the way in week 7.
There's only one next year.
Right.
And it's so, after your non-conference. It's in your where you really ideally want it.
Right, because, you know, once you get out of the non-conference, you've been in games for a month. but you've been in training for a month, so it's 2 months in.
Right.
So you're really kind of 2 months in, and then you go another 2 months, and that's kind of the place you need it. So that worked out. But overall, I was excited about our team rallying around them, each other. And against a team that was hot, you know, they were feeling pretty good about themselves, and they should. And what it proves is, in this league, you know, the ingredients up to this point has been win the turnover battle, minimize big plays, and then your special teams yards and your penalty yards. And if you just watch the games in this league, teams that are winning are having success in those areas. Teams that are coming up short are the ones that are failing in those areas. So we were able to do that yesterday.
And you've done that quite – you know, you talked about the discipline, mm-hmm. had the shirts and everything. Mm-hmm. And I know people say, well, what about those turnovers? And, that's a young quarterback. That's going to happen. But in that area, you were wanting to focus. You've been your opponent's penalties, you lead the league in one of the tops in the countries in – technically forcing your opponent into mm-hmm. penalties. You know, for instance, Spencer threw that ball up maybe a little late, put a little air under
right.
it to Dylan, but it caused the defender to interfere with him. I mean, there's some things there.
You know, and what it – you know, non-confrontational penalties is what hurt us last year.
Right.
Like what number four did in this game. See, we haven't had those. Okay.
Yeah.
Johnny Wilson got one. He was angry at the end of the Baylor game.
Right.
Okay. And he owes us a 300 on a Stairmaster, but he's injured. And so he's going to get out of it this week, but we'll catch him during bowl practice. And then AJ owes us one for what he did. But other than that, we haven't had those non-confrontational 15-yard penalties. And last year, we were out of control. And, you know, I think we're far enough along in the season now that I can comfortably say that we've got control of that. And that's a good thing. So we are a much, much more disciplined team. I think we're a tougher team than we were last year. We worked at it, and I think we are. The turnovers with Spencer, we've worked hard on those with him taking care of the ball. And he's gotten better at it. Now, he still has a ways to go because he gets excited during the games and tries to make a play every time. But, you know, there's all of these young quarterbacks go through a growth process, and he's getting better, and he's keeping his emotions in check. And the one thing that we challenged him on is to continue to work to take care of the ball in the pocket. Some of the interceptions he threw, that's going to happen. But when you just put it on the ground in the pocket, that's what really hurts you. And, you know, it took us out of the game at Tech, and it took us out of the game in the fourth quarter at Baylor.
Yeah.
So, and he's improved in that area.
Yeah, both hands.
Right, he's keeping hands. Yeah. Now, we caught him a couple times. He'll still separate it, but he gets it back together. And we worked hard the last month in drills before practice. Sean's working him hard in pre-practice. And we're keeping an eye on him, and every time he does it, we remind him of it, and that's the only way to solve the issue. So he's got a ways to go, but overall it's been much better, and it's encouraging because it gives us something to build on throughout the season.
All right, I want to go back to, because I get a unique seat, and you're nice enough and trust me enough. I'm in the post-game locker room. I'm in the locker room at halftime, although I've learned not to listen much then, because I'm tempted to say things, so I just don't listen. And Dave and John always want to know what I heard at halftime, and I was like, yeah, we really can't tell you what we heard at halftime. But I learned a lot about this team in the locker room after the Texas game. I call it the care factor. And some teams, you want every team to have a high care factor, but it doesn't always work out that way.
Mm-hmm.
This team, though, and I told people around me, I told Dave and John and the crew, this team showed me after Texas, they have a very high care factor. And when you've got that, that's what encouraged me about this team coming out of the week. That was a rough week with the injuries. These kids care. They care a lot.
They really do. And that's something that we talk about in July, in August, and the other writers that aren't as close to our program will ask, where's the chemistry of the team? I don't have any idea. I don't know. And so we try to instill values in them, and our core values in the culture we have year round. You know that. You see it all the time. But sometimes they take their own path, and it's hard to explain why. But we've been very fortunate. Most of the time, we get really good character and team morale, and guys put a lot of time in and they care about each other. And it's not always easy to make that happen. There's a lot of things, as I've done this a long, long, long time now, there's a lot of things that factor into that, with one of them being how our coaching staff approaches our team.
Yeah.
And the, you know, the, like this week, you know, the veteran guys that play a lot in games, they'll do a little bit of individual, not hardly anything else in practice other than a team scout period, so we can give them a chance to recover their bodies instead of just going out and practicing hard and hitting them in the open week. I think those, what I've learned is, I think, is that gives your team a lot of value, and they have confidence in the coaches, and they know that it's, there's more to it than just the game. So yes, this, it's important to them, and it's evident. They went up and beat Iowa State, who was hot. We came back home, had the issues with the injuries, and we don't ever make excuses, but it factors in. I mean, anybody that says, people say, well, you know, how does it factor in? Well, I mean, you take out a guy that's averaging 145 yards a game in receptions and a senior offensive center, and Trey Sterling's probably, between him and 31, has played as good as anybody on defense all year. So it does factor in.
Yeah.
And that's why it's all so gratifying, and it's important to them. So that's what makes the coaching part of it for me fun.
All right, we need to take a time out here on the Coach Mike Gundy radio show here at Slim Chickens. You still have time to come out and join us, 1011 North Boomer Road. And, man, whether you want to get some wings, whether you want to just get the chicken, which is awesome. I like the wings. The sides are outstanding. It's great. Slim Chickens is a great stop for Cowboy fans. Also, we want to tell you the University Store is the ultimate shopping destination for Cowboy fans on OSU game day. Shop the largest, best selection of Oklahoma State clothing and gifts at the University Store's flagship location. That's in the Student Union. Or you can shop the Boone Pickens Stadium location. That is right there as you go in the stadium in the West End Zone, or you can always shop online with the Student Store 247, and that's at shopokstate.com. All right, we'll be back with more here on the Coach Mike Gundy radio show from Learfield, IMG College.
Oakley Fence has been securing North Central and Central Oklahoma homes and property for 50 years. And the reason for Oakley's long-term success is simple. Oakley Fence offers top-quality fence in a variety of styles that can fit almost any budget. Oakley fences are handcrafted from the ground up with attention to every detail. Oakley offers wood, iron, and chain-link fences, as well as gates and operators. Put the same fence on your property that you see across the OSU campus. Trust Oakley Fence. Oakley Fence, the fence in North Central and Central Oklahoma.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name. Oh, yeah.
At Charlie's Discount Drug, our pharmacists answer your phone calls directly, and we believe in personalized, face-to-face service from people that you know. We value our customers at Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
If your air conditioner sounds like boom, 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 you should call Advantage.
Does your heater ever sound like
clunk, 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 clunk,
clunk, clunk, clunk, clunk, clunk, clunk?
You should call Advantage. For a $65 service fee, we'll diagnose the problem and quote the cost of repair before the work is done.
Advantage Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, our promise is simple. If we don't fix it, we'll give your money back. You need to call us.
You need Advantage.
Are you always in a rush with less and less free time? At First National Bank and Trust Company, we value our customers' busy schedules. From free mobile deposit to free bill pay, First National Bank is there to make life easier. First National Bank and Trust Company, your first choice in banking, with branches located in Stillwater, Morrison, Weatherford, Cordell, and Hinton. Go Pokes! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
No matter what you need to keep your home cool and comfortable, TempStar has it. From complete heating and cooling systems to the latest in Wi-Fi capable thermostats, we have everything you need to stay comfortable. That's why you should make TempStar your first choice for all of your cooling needs. Visit TempStar online at TempStar.com to find a dealer near you. TempStar, quality you can feel.
So you think you've seen all the options for OSU gear? Actually, you haven't, unless you've made a trip to the Pro Shop at Stillwater Country Club. Stillwater Country Club's Pro Shop is open to the public. It has a large selection of OSU gear that you won't find anywhere else. The SEC Pro Shop offers selections from prominent manufacturers such as FootJoy, Nike, Columbia, Cutter & Buck, and many more. And if your game needs a boost, Stillwater Country Club carries the latest golf equipment from Callaway, Titleist, and Ping. Check out the Pro Shop at Stillwater Country Club.
Welcome back to Slim Chickens here in Stillwater and the Coach Mike Gundy radio show. Don't forget, and we're going to look at this, I promise, the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line. There was one already in here before Coach Gundy even got here. 405-747-0338. That's the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line. Also need to let you know that Cowboy fans, next time you plan to shop in Stillwater, make sure to stop by Cowboy Travel Plaza, Game Day Ironworks, Game Day Events, Merrifield Office Supply, Charlie's Discount Drugs, Dupree Sporting Goods, BNC Business Products, and Furniture Showcase. These great Stillwater businesses are proud partners of the Visit Stillwater OK.org Shop in Stillwater program, supporting all OSU athletic teams. Head Coach Mike Gundy with us. And, you know, I think people are always kind of curious. And I heard you tell the players last night what the schedule was going to be, what you were trying to accomplish. That all may have been washed away when Rob Glass told him there was no lift today. That's as excited as I've seen a team in a while.
I tried to be the nice guy, and Coach did a good thing. Gave him a chance to just have the day off and sleep in a little bit. And then, of course, we backed up the check-in for the training room for medical reasons. And so they deserved it, and gave him a little charge there mentally. So I'm glad Coach was able to say y'all can have the day off.
Deion Amati was upstairs with Dave and Adam on the post game, and when Deion heard that the lift was canceled, because I mentioned it with one of the kids in the interview and how excited everybody, Deion couldn't get off that the rest of the broadcast. They never canceled it when I was playing.
Yeah.
Coach Glass must love these guys more than he loved us.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that I think all of us are following the science of the way the game's changing in bodies. And I was doing some reading the other day, this new vegan lifestyle that athletes are pursuing, getting their protein from plant-based foods instead of, chickens and meats and stuff. I come to Slim Chickens. I'd rather
not.
I have no interest in it myself. but it's interesting, it started with the Tom Brady's of the world and those guys. And so there's so many things we're learning. One of them is this. We probably overwork these guys. We're all coaches, and we want to try to get as much as we can out of them. So we probably need to cut them some slack. And we've cut back considerably over the last 4 or 5 years, way more than when Amade was here.
Yeah.
And I think it's probably for the best.
All right. We've got here on the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, we've got a call. This is interesting. I kind of want to hear this answer. What is the benefit of the clapping snap count over the conventional voice signals?
The players said they can hear that. It's more distinct than a signal. Those discussions have gone on every year for 10 years. we've gone back and forth. It used to be the leg kick, the silent, but you have issues there because your tackles are peeking in at the ball and then they can't see what's going on outside of them with pressure. We went to the sound, and then we're having some issues with that. And then Mason said, I want to go to the clap. I guess he watched it in the NFL or something. I don't know where it came from. But
right.
Since we've gone to that, it's been really good. You know, early in the year, we had some issues. And we haven't had a snap issue in 8 or 10 years.
It was at Texas. They were mimicking.
And we had one at Tech, too.
Okay.
We were just lucky that when they snapped it and the quarterback wasn't looking, it hit him dead in the chest,
yeah.
And he caught it. So we made another adjustment. But the defense is not supposed to be able to do that, but they never call it. It's what we found out this year was Spencer wasn't being as distinct with his sound and his communication is what Taylor and Mason were. He's new, you know, he's got a lot going on and things you just, you know, he doesn't think as fast based on all the other things going on in the game. And he's gotten better over the last month. And so hopefully we've got that part behind us.
Okay, here's one on the, and I'm not a guy that really complains about officials. I know these guys, they're trying hard. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not perfect. In fact, this crew we had, this was the crew that we had yesterday that was at the Baylor-Tech game that mm-hmm. had that call that drew a lot of controversy. All right, Spencer runs a touchdown, and you get an illegal shift call. And I had to go back and watch it today when I watched the game back. And it is. It was, you know, the guard was moving when Dylan was in motion. I had not seen that call. Do you know the last time I saw that call? It was in the NFL with the Dallas Cowboys. Because remember with Tom Landry, the Cowboys' offensive line would come up and go back down. They did that little deal every play.
Right.
They'd get called 5 or 6 times a year for that. But I had not seen it called since then. And so it was a rare call. But, I mean, that's one of those. You and I are part of the probably few of the fans that remember Dallas and that offensive line shift.
The Bryce Bray was the mm-hmm. one that moved, and he was only
never moved his feet.
He was only leaning over to hear what the protection call was.
Right.
When he heard it, he got back and got set. And as the rule states, yes, it was a penalty. Did it have a factor on the game? No, not at all. I haven't really watched or looked or seen that like what you're talking. As much motion as like Iowa State does, it'd be interesting to see if they've ever moved and had that called. But that was a bad break, but we were able to overcome it. But he was just leaning over trying to get a protection call like he does on every snap. It's just 90% of them we don't have a motion receiver, and so that caused us a few problems.
All right, we're going to take another time out and get ahead of the game here. When we come back, we'll get into to some more of yesterday. There's some hidden heroes I want to ask Coach Gundy about here at Slim Chickens. 1011 North Boomer Road, you've got time to come out here and join us. Also, we want to let you know that Cowboy fans, next time you plan to dine or stay in Stillwater, make sure you visit Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, Eskimo Joe's, Mexico Joe's, also Slim Chickens right here, the Smoky Pokey, and Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. These great Stillwater businesses are proud partners of Visit StillwaterOK.org, Dine and Stay in Stillwater program that supports all OSU athletic teams. Also, coming up this week, Tuesday night, Idaho, the Vandals are in to take on the Oklahoma State Cowgirls in basketball. 7 o'clock tip. You can hear that game with Kevin Gumm and Casey Kendrick on the Cowgirls Network. And then Wednesday, November 6th, Oral Roberts comes in and the Cowboys open officially in basketball. 7 o'clock, pregame at 6 with Dave Hunziker and John Holcomb here on the Cowboy Radio Network. More of the Coach Mike Gundy radio show here at Slim Chickens. And you're listening to it here on Learfield, IMG College.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
I'm so glad the farmer's market is back. Which stand do you want to hit up first?
Pickle stand. Pickle stand. Oh, but they don't take debit cards.
Oh, man.
It's fine. Bank of Oklahoma has ATMs on pretty much every block. So anyway, we'll def get some pickles and see an ATM.
Yep, more than 450 free ATMs statewide. Number 3 on the 100 ways we can help. Check out the other 99 at bankofoklahoma.com/100ways. Bank of Oklahoma. Long live your money.
What's the only place to get hyped for game day? Gain access to free giveaways and everything OSU Athletics? Follow OSU Athletics on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram today. You'll be the first to receive updates directly from the athletic department for all cowboy and cowgirl sports as they compete for conference and national titles. Visit okstate.com and click the media tab to find a list of all sports, coaches, and OSU personalities to follow. Go Pokes!
Braum's Bacon Mushroom Swiss Burger and Chicken Sandwiches are making a comeback. All loaded with unmatched flavor and savory goodness that every burger lover can appreciate. Mushrooms seasoned and marinated to perfection. Crisp strips of bacon and real Swiss cheese make this burger stand out against the crowd. And did we mention you can get it as a grilled or crispy chicken sandwich? Hungry yet? Get to your neighborhood Braum's for a Bacon Mushroom Swiss Burger or Chicken Sandwich today.
Hey parents, have you signed your kids up for the Pistol Pete's Partners Kids Club? Pistol Pete's Partners is the official OSU Athletics Kids Club, designed to get kids excited about OSU and become fans at a young age so they can be fans for life. For just $30, members receive discounted football and men's basketball ticket offers. Get in free to OSU soccer, women's basketball, tennis, wrestling, baseball, softball, have exclusive access to parties with the athletes, and much more. Visit okstate.com/kidsclub to sign your kid up today. Go Pokes!
Bob Moore Kia, Buick GMC, and Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram are not just fans of OSU Cowboys. We are as devoted and loyal to them as generations of Polk fans have been. The same way that generations of Oklahomans have relied on the Bob Moore brand. Whether it's a new, pre-owned, or certified, we have the vehicles Cowboy fans are searching for. We are committed to the orange and black, and we are committed to you. Respectfully, Bob Moore, proud partner of your OSU Cowboys.
Welcome back to Slim Chickens and the Coach Mike Gundy Radio Show. Again, the Cowboys win yesterday over TCU, 34-27. Some of those things that Coach Gundy was talking about, the 301 yards of rushing, that does not happen very often when you're talking about Gary Patterson's defense, 301. And then little did we know, we were looking in the record book to see if any individual running back had ever rushed for over 200 yards against a Gary Patterson coach defense at TCU. It never had happened until yesterday. Chuba Hubbard's the first, 223 yards rushing on 20 carries. He averaged 11.1 per carry and had two touchdowns, of course, paced by that 92 and 62-yard touchdown runs, both in the second half. In fact, the 92 was the only scoring done in the third quarter. And, yeah, we kind of haven't talked about him, but we got to. I mentioned this on the broadcast yesterday, Coach. I think that was on ESPN, 2:30 game. A lot of people saw it. A lot of media people saw it. I'm going to say that that game probably went a long way toward maybe getting you and Chuba a trip to New York City. And I know we're getting ahead of ourselves, but I mean, after that, that's, and going and doing it against a coach and a defense that never lets that happen.
You know, I didn't even think about that. I hadn't thought much about it. You know, it's kind of hard for me.
Neither is Chuba.
Well, and it's good. You know, his personality and his demeanor is set up for this because he doesn't talk very much anyway, and he stays really humble. And that allows him to continue to have success. And it's hard for me to realize we're already into game 10. And, you know, you start to think, here and for the most part, within the next week or two, everybody's going to have make their decisions. I would say, I don't ever talk to the voters, but I'd say by week 10, most of these voters know who they want. To go there and for those other awards, it's pretty much over because doesn't the votes have to be in prior to any other championship games or anything?
I've already voted for the Maxwell semifinalist. That's just right. the semifinalist. So,
but the votes are in after they'll be in 3 weeks.
Most of them are in by Thanksgiving.
Right.
And then you can still play another game after that.
But the point being, here in the next couple weeks. Most everybody's going to have made their mind up of who they want for those awards and stuff. And so the season moves so fast now that the longer you're in it, seems like we were just getting started and it goes so fast. But, no, we've been very fortunate with him. And, you know, I was driving home last night and I was thinking I might have already told you this when we talked on the radio. I can't remember if I did, but when I was talking about him last night, you know, based on your background in horse racing.
Oh, yeah, I was going to bring this up.
He looks like Secretariat when he runs.
Hunziker and I both text that out. He put it on Twitter last night.
I don't know what brought that to my attention. I've watched the movie multiple times. I love the movie. Secretariat, when he died, you know, they found his heart was eight times the size of a normal, had the oxygen capacity of eight times the size of a normal horse. So he could push more oxygen and get it, and that's why he could run and run and run and run and run. That's what he looks like when he runs, because he comes out of the pack and he slowly takes off, and he's not laboring at all. And he just continues to run away from guys. And those guys that were playing in the secondary for a TCU, they can run.
Well, Gladney's going to play in the NFL.
They can run.
Yeah.
Those guys can all run. And so, somebody may catch him. I mean, when he gets out there within the next 2 or 3 weeks, somebody might have an angle and catch him. But for the amount of times that he's got in the open field, for him to take off like that, you know, he watches the Jumbotron so he can see if somebody's catching him, you know, or where they're coming from so he can weave. But he just slowly takes off from the pack, and he never breaks his stride. I mean, it's just beautiful to watch him run in the open field. And it's funny, we talked about it. We had seen him do that in practice for when he redshirted, remember, and against the defense.
Yeah.
But nobody had ever seen him in a game. And, you know, before the year, I said, you know, the fun part is going to be when he gets in the open field and y'all finally get to see him run.
I don't know if you remember that. There are two things I want you to comment on with you. But one is you mentioned that last night. It got me thinking. The last scrimmage in the fall camp before his redshirt year, it was a Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. And he broke off a run where there were at least four or five guys that had the angle. And he took off, and none of them could get to him.
Right.
And that's I called Hunziker because he was at Mass at church. I skipped church to go watch the scrimmage because that's who I am. Mm-hmm. And I said, Dave, I mean, it's amazing what he did today. That was one of the more amazing runs I'd ever seen. It was in a practice. And then the other thing I was going to bring up was just, you know, the Secretariat part of this, because Secretariat is probably one of the – yeah, you and I are the age that we remember when he won the Triple Crown. It's one of the greatest athletes I've ever seen. Now, mm-hmm. he's on four legs, and he's a horse. But Chuba is, I mean, I was here. You handed it to Barry. Mm-hmm. I watched you hand it to Barry.
Different kind of athlete.
Different athlete, mm-hmm. but still as impressive.
Yeah, no question. He's continued to do it. He stays humble. He doesn't let things get out of his box. He works and puts his time in and stays patient. You know, it's interesting with him. See, we've been very fortunate because we have two players on offense that are well-known across the country, and they're both unselfish. Tylan never complains about, I'm not getting enough catches, and Chu never says anything during the game about, I need my carries. And he stays patient. Tylan stayed patient. And so those things all take care of themselves. You know, I mean, I guess eventually that somebody will play a defense that takes him completely out of the game for the most part, where it becomes, you know, a lot more run for the quarterback or pass than let him rush. But so far, we've been able to give a chance.
All right, along those lines, this was text to the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line at 4:54, a good hour before we start the Coach Mike Gundy radio show. Get Chuba and Tylan to come back for another year. We will win the Big 12 and play in the playoff. That's an overzealous fan.
Yeah.
How do you handle that with those guys now? People will want to know. And now Tylan's situation gets a little muddied because of his injury.
I think you communicate with the families and give them information, and you be as upfront and as honest as possible with them. They're going to get outside information.
Yeah.
They have to decide who to listen to. There are a lot of people that are in the representative business outside that might not give them the best information. I know sometimes those individuals will tell the family that coaches are going to tell your son this because they just want him to be on the team, and we don't do that. Rob Glass is the guy that runs that operation, and he's already sat down with the families over in the last month and talked to them about this is how this process works. And what we do is we if they want information, we get them in touch with general managers for the Browns or for the Chiefs or for the Steelers, and get them on the phone and let them ask them questions on the future for their son. And then we kind of take ourselves out of it, because to a certain extent we have our opinion. For example, the guys years ago that were ready to come out, Blackman and Whedon were ready when they came back.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and we told them that. I mean, they were first-round picks, but they wanted to come back, and then they ended up being high first-round picks, which is a big deal. Russell Okung was ready. He came back and ended up being the sixth-player pick. So there's an advantage in that, in both of those guys who are going to be NFL players. But Tylan's situation's a little muddy now. He won't be full speed until June. So how the NFL will see that, I'm not sure. And then Chuba has only played in 12 or 13 games in his career in college. That's it.
Right.
So he needs to be seasoned. He needs some route running technique. He needs pass protection. You know, if you just give him the ball and take off and run, I think he's ready to go. The NFL is not that easy. It's different in the NFL if he wants to be an every down back. So we give him that information, and then at some point they have to get the information from the outside sources, and then they'll make a decision. And then we move on down the road.
All right, we need to take our, not our final timeout, second to last timeout, and we'll say goodbye to Coach Gundy when we come back. You're listening to the Coach Mike Gundy radio show from Slim Chickens in Stillwater from Learfield IMG College.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa. Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip, me over it.
Pull me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash...
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Slim Chickens, 1011 North Boomer Road. Great wraps, great wings, great chicken, great macaroni and cheese and fries and everything right here at Slim Chickens, the home of the Coach Mike Gundy radio show. It'll be coming up, the home of the Mike Boynton basketball show. That'll be coming up here soon. Budweiser, brought to you by Bud Light, to all of our programming here on the Cowboy Radio Network. They're an official sponsor of OSU Athletics, reminding you to enjoy responsible. Okay, 2 weeks, Kansas. You got the open week. We talked about what you're going to do in the open week. Coaches will get out on the road recruiting later. That game yesterday, you got some momentum heading into this last stretch of three games.
It's good for the guys, as we said earlier, to be able to catch their breath this week and get some quality work with the players that don't get in the games as much, and start to work on Kansas a little bit later. We've had a good run for 2 weeks. As we talked about, we caught Iowa State riding high and went up there and beat them in a difficult environment. And same thing with TCU. They're riding high, and so guys are getting a little bit of confidence. And what we were not able to do early in the year was finish games. We had a chance against Texas. We couldn't make a play, for a variety of reasons. And at that point, Texas was fairly healthy and was, they're a pretty good team. They're beat up a little bit right now. But when we played them, if you just look at things, all things even, they were, they're a pretty good team at that point. And then we beat ourselves at Tech, not taking anything away from them or Matt, but we didn't give ourselves a chance. And then we're ahead by 10 points against Baylor and took ourselves out of the game. So, we're starting to improve and learning how to finish games. We've done it 2 weeks now, and hopefully the players see the results on things that we're stressing to them in practice about being a disciplined team, a tough team, and minimizing the penalties, win the turnover battle, special teams, and those things, and minimize big plays. Hopefully we can continue to do that, give ourselves the best chance to win.
All right, Coach Gundy's going to head over to practice. We're going to take our final timeout and come back and say goodbye from Slim Chickens.
We're saving your time at Homeland.
Oklahoma is full of cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes!
Good to be home. Homeland.
Cowboys fans, a winning team is built on relationships and trust. Every member of the team has to deliver. At Medica Health Plans, we understand. We know how much your family counts on your health insurance, and we work hard to keep your plan working for you each and every day. When you call us, we're listening. We hear you. We understand. And when you carry a Medica member card, you can be assured we've got you covered. Medica Health Plans.
This is Debbie, owner of Charlie's Discount Drug. Don't waste your time enrolling in a rewards or discount program. At Charlie's Discount Drug, our discounts are for everyone, every day. We also have monthly Mason vitamin specials and bi-monthly wholesale price center specials. Save your time and money at Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
Everybody buckle up.
Mom, 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 mom.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Come on, buckle up.
Everybody,
buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
No football this week, but join Dave and John for the opener, Oral Robertson OSU on Wednesday. That is going to do it for the Coach Mike Gundy radio show from Learfield IMG College.
Cowboys Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Live from Slim Chickens in Stillwater, the Mike Gundy Show has been brought to you by OG&E. Power at the speed of life. Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name. Located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. And by MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Cowboys Sports Network.